our New Testament reading next, and then we'll have our scout prayer.
Thanks.
A reading from John. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Felix. Come on up. You have it memorized? Hey, Daniel, can you turn on the wireless mic? Come here. Go for it. You're good. Yeah, that's good.
Would you join me in prayer? Dear God, thank you for bringing us together today. And thank you for putting us together and helping us get through even the hardest of times. Help us continue to be with you, and thank you for all that you've done for us. Amen.
Great job. Thanks to all the scouts who are participating in our service. Your words help us worship, and we appreciate that this morning. So we remember that Caleb read to us about Moses, and it said, as Moses was keeping the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro, he led them to a place beyond the wilderness until he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Moses, this morning, is in unchartered territory, which is where he spent most of his life, right? He was the Hebrew baby who then became the most eligible bachelor in Pharaoh's palace, and then Hebrew slave, then murderer on the run, and now we find Moses is a domesticated man with a wife shepherding sheep. And today he is beyond the wilderness. I think the setting of this story is really important. Beyond the wilderness. It sounds like the place where the wild things are. Moses spends a lot of time up to this point in kind of beyond the wilderness places in life. As we know, he will continue to have beyond the wilderness experiences in life. But I wonder, does anyone ever get used to being beyond the wilderness? In our story this morning, Moses is beyond the wilderness, but he seems like he's okay with it. And then what does he see? A burning bush. It burns, but it doesn't burn up. This is weird. Moses decides he's going to have a little campfire, make some s'mores, but then he discovers, whoa, there is an angel of the Lord at this campfire. But the angel doesn't say anything. The angel just sits there, and God speaks. And what does God say? God says, Moses, Moses. And Moses, like so many biblical characters, take a hint here, says, here I am, Lord. And then God says, don't move any closer. Remove your sandals, for the place that you are standing on is holy ground. I am the God of your father, Abraham, and the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses covers his eyes, because he's afraid to look at God. And so Moses and God have a conversation while Moses is not looking at God. God basically lays out a plan. He says, here's the deal. Quit the shepherd gig and Uber back to Egypt. I need you to liberate my people from slavery. And what does Moses say? No, not going to do it. And then we have this great conversation. I think it's the best conversation between God and a human in the Bible outside of the Psalms. And so, you know, Moses says, who am I that I should liberate your people, free them from slavery in Egypt? You know that Pharaoh is like Darth Vader, the leader of the evil empire. And Moses, and God responds, I will be with you. Moses tries again. What if they want to know who sent me? God says, I will be with you. Tell them, I am who I am sent you. Or a better translation, I will be who I will be. Moses says, what if they don't believe me? What if they don't listen? God says, I will be with you. I will give you power. You'll do miraculous things. Moses says, I'm terrible at public speaking. God says, go. I will tell you what to say. And so Moses in this moment is having his beyond the wilderness experience, not just because he's physically in some uncharted territory on the map, but spiritually, because he's in a new place and he is worried because he does not know what to do or say about this opportunity that God has presented him with or that life has presented him with. We know what it feels like to be beyond the wilderness. We know what it is like to just when you have your gig down, you wake up and everything has changed on you. We know what it is to live beyond the wilderness. Seventh grade will do that to you. Okay, kids and grandkids will do that to you. Life will do that to you. Even our churches are like in beyond the wilderness situations as we're trying to figure out how to be church in the 21st century. But what does God say to Moses? God says, I will be with you. I will be with you. I'll give you power. I'll give you grace. I'll give you I will be with you. And isn't that what we need to hear every single morning from God? We just want to know that God will be with us in the beyond the wilderness experiences, in the homecoming experiences, and in every moment in between in life. We want to know that God's power and God's loving kindness will be with us through it all. And that's what this story is all about. Not just Moses' story, but also the gift of the Holy Spirit story that we had read to us this morning out of John 14, that Kim talked about with the children. Jesus is in the upper room with the disciples, and he wants them to know that he will always be with them no matter what. And so I have given us this morning two stories in two different testaments, but the same truth from God. I will be with you. From John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, Jesus says to us in the upper room. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, a spirit that the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You will know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. Because of Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I are never alone. Like Moses, God's power is with us every moment of every day. I wanted to give you a visual theological lesson this morning involving duct tape. In honor of Scout Sunday, I am going to need two volunteers from the Scouts. Come on up, both you guys. Okay, come stand right here. So you're just going to stand here and smile for a second. Hang in there. So here's one of the things we know that scholars say about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit appears throughout the Bible. Genesis 1, Acts with like tongues of fire dancing over their heads, the Gospels, and a bunch of other places. But really, when you're looking at the Holy Spirit, you want to stay in the book that you're in. You want to hear the voice of that author and what they're trying to teach you. So we're sticking to the Holy Spirit theology as it is laid out in John. So, the Holy Spirit, this is harder than I thought. Okay, the Holy Spirit is like the duct tape in our life that duct tapes us to Jesus Christ. So, your name is?
Felix.
Felix, you're going to be Jesus today. Hello, Jesus. Your name is?
Caleb.
Caleb. Hello, Caleb. You're Caleb. Okay, so, put that like around your waist. Don't mess up your outfit. Awesome. That's good. Okay, put your arms up in the air for a second. Okay. Yeah, both of you. So I'm going to duct tape you together, so get close. Because the Holy Spirit is the duct tape that duct tapes us to Jesus. That's the role of the Holy Spirit in the Gospel of John, is to duct tape us to Jesus. Okay. We believe that God came to us in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you breathe? Are you all right? Okay. Sometimes Jesus is just that close. Okay, so this is what happens. that means Jesus is always with you, Caleb. And when you need a hug, Jesus is there to give you a hug. Hug him. Yes, good. Okay, that means that when you are in school and you're thinking about doing something you shouldn't do, Jesus is going to tap you on the shoulder and say, don't do that. Do it. Good. Okay, that means that when you're having trouble making a decision, Jesus might choose to lead you in a certain direction. Take him somewhere, but safe. Good. Stop. Perfect. All right, let's hear it for our awesome scouts. Good. All right. This is a team building exercise. You and Jesus can now have a seat and you can untape yourselves in the chairs. Keep going. Good job, guys. Okay, so this is important. If you're Pentecostal, you're wondering about this. So this is the Reformed Presbyterian view of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Holy Spirit is what connects us to Jesus Christ in life. Our friends in the Pentecostal church, they sit more in Acts, right? Because they say, we're filled with the Spirit, we're filled with the Spirit. That's cool. We say God bless them. But Presbyterians, Reformed theology is more saying, you are filled with Jesus Christ because of the Spirit. So there's a nuanced difference. Pentecostals filled with the Spirit because they're like sitting in the book of Acts. Reformed Presbyterians sit in the book of John and say, Jesus, God came to us in Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are filled with Christ. When we hear the praise team, we get filled with Christ. That was your crash course in theology. So, what are you leaving here today? With an awesome visual that no matter what you face, Jesus Christ is with you, blessing you, loving you, forgiving you, cheering you on in all things. And guess what, my friends? That makes everything holy ground. Think about it. When we live in Jesus Christ, suddenly it's all holy ground. Let us pray. God, you are so good. We thank you for the scouts this morning and their willingness to lead us in the worship of you and their willingness to teach us more about how you are just duct taped to us in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you just want to love on us and bless us in everything, in every moment, in every beyond the wilderness and homecoming time of our lives. We thank you for the gift of Holy Spirit. We thank you that it flutters around us and among us, and its name is Jesus Christ. Fill us with Christ today and always, that we might stand on your holy ground. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Please stand and join us in our final song.